This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in California. Bert is a patent holder, an electrical engineer, a designer, researcher, a builder, a prototyper, patent holder. Bert, I'd like to. I know you have a bunch of things. I received this email from Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia yesterday. And she's writing a book, and she's finishing. She's, I guess maybe I'm holding it up now because she asked me to write the blurb for the back and the introduction for it. So I've got to do that hopefully this weekend. But she wrote thousands and thousands of words of emails, and her book is called Letters to Vincent, which is these emails. And I'd like to read one because it is very disconcerting. Very disconcerting. This is just, I don't think I'm going to get through the whole letter, but this is, I received this this morning. This is from Gwyneth Isaacs. Her words: Vincent, I'm angry and I'd like to vent here, if you don't mind. This morning I found a dead hare on my land, nestled amongst some hay that was stored in my field. Now, a hare is a rabbit. Those are my words. There isn't much food out there at the moment, as it's the beginning of the wet season and grass is scarce in the forest. Initially, I thought it had been attracted to the hay, and it just made a nest and died in the night. It was quite a thin hare. And I was going to take it home and turn it into hare soup. But when I began skinning it, I noticed something that is what made me angry. I always check the stools in the liver of all animals I butcher for food, whether they're roadkill or whether I kill them myself, and if there's any sign of disease, such as liver spots, tapeworm, or unnatural discoloration, I reject the carcass. This particular beast had a greenish-black stools with dead maggots on it, and that meant that the animal died of poisoning. And the poisoning is a particularly nasty variety, 1080 poisoning. Now, these are my words, 1080, the number, 1080 poisoning. 1080 fluoroacetate occurs naturally in certain Australian wild shrub called the 1080 bush. 1080 bushes grow on the Nullarbor, which is a desert that skirts the southern coastline of Australia. Through the Great Australian Bight, in that part of the country where the 1080 bush grows naturally, very little else survives in the way of plant life. And the kangaroos and other wildlife that live there eat the 1080 bush without any harm coming to them. This is because they are adapted to store the 1080 in their liver. They don't live as long as their lives. They don't live as long as their livers eventually fail, but they live long enough to breed, and because of this, their species continues. However, to all other creatures, from bacteria, maggots, meat ants, and earthworms, to apex predators such as wedge-tailed eagles and dingoes, it's a deadly poison. When such carnivores ingest the contaminated carcass, they die as well, as does any creature that eats their carcass in turn. Animals poisoned by 1080 don't rot because even bacteria that attempt to eat them die. They just mummify in the baking hot Australian sun. These carcasses provide an almost irresistible lure to scavengers such as those mentioned above and to those wandering farm dogs, hen cats, spotted quolls, and eastern barred bandicoots, two endangered species that happen to live around here. There are a number of anecdotes of pumas, mountain lions, black panthers living in the forest here, released by American soldiers at the end of World War II. And although I've never seen a puma, I've seen a black panther while out horse riding early one morning. The continued presence of such apex predators as a wedge-tailed eagle and American big cats such as black panthers and pumas, together with small predators such as spotted quolls, indicates that we have or had a very healthy ecosystem. But the ecology is fundamentally threatened by 1080 baiting. If you want to wipe out a predator population in an area and so destroy the ecology, 1080 poisoning is the best way to do it. The baits were probably laid by employees of the Parks Victoria. That would be the government. As I live just about a half a mile from the local state park, where they probably laid as poisoned carrots to kill hares and rabbits. However, they also kill the kangaroos, wallabies, and indigenous rats, mice, cockatoos, and anything else that directly eats them. After which their carcass becomes the long-lived irresistible baits mentioned above. The baits are usually distributed by people walking with sacks or via airdrops. And if they're delivered by air, some of them will inevitably land on farm fields neighboring the park, including my own and my neighbors. There'd be nothing to stop farm animals such as sheep and cattle and horses from ingesting these baits and dying. Around here, my horse dying in her field would definitely be noticed. But on big stations, meaning ranches, of thousands of acres, the disappearance of stock would not necessarily be noticed until mustering time. And at that time, it would be likely written off as rustling livestock theft. However, I wonder how many of these animals are missing, not because they've been stolen, but because they've died after ingesting poison bait. Now, it goes on and on to say it's the government that's doing this. And so what happens, these are my words, what's happening is the government is dropping this bait. Wild animals and domestic animals are eating it and dying. And the carcasses of those that die will kill other animals that try to eat the carcass. Pretty scary stuff. And this is what governments do. And if you're wondering what this book that Gwyneth has written is like, I just gave you half of one letter. Bert, any comments about that?
Well, you know, it's affecting the food chain. You'd think they would have more foresight than that. Same thing happens when you try to poison any animal out in the wild. You're affecting the overall food chain, including eventually coming back to humans. By the way,
that's exactly right. Now, how many words was that email? 1,167. That's what, when Gwyneth writes me a note, that's what it's like. And when I say she is an incredibly gifted author, you just heard it. So I just wanted to share that. Bert, you've got a whole bunch of things you wanted to share.
Yeah.
Please do.
Well, you know what? One thing I want to bring up for the class is last week we mentioned that there was a solar storm that hit the Earth, and we tracked it, in fact, and talked about it, and it hit pretty much, I believe, the day before we did a class, so, you know, it was like Thursday last week. But what we didn't mention is there was another storm that came out of the sun on Saturday that was much more intense. And the only difference is it didn't come out directed toward the Earth. It came out on the other side of the sun, directed away from the Earth. But it was so strong, and NASA does classify these in terms of strength, ABC, MX, X being the strongest, and this was class X. So it was way up there in strength. and still had some effects on aurora borealis and some effects on radio communications, but it went the other direction. And I mention this only because, you know, it's kind of random what direction it's going to go. It missed the Earth, but if it had hit, it would have had probably a lot more drastic effects. And, you know, here's the thing, Vince. We talk about this and what are known as CME, which are coronal mass eruptions. The sun doesn't care about, you know, anything we do. You know, the sun doesn't care who you vote for, what political party you're in. It doesn't care, you know, what you wear to work or what kind of car you drive. The sun's going to do what it's going to do. And unfortunately, we live in a solar system where the sun does have these eruptions periodically. We've tracked them, but we've never had a severe one during the age of modern electricity and electronics. And it's not if or when, and, you know, we've talked about this before, it's really going to happen. It's 100% going to hit the Earth. It's just a question of what, you know, what day is it going to happen? Is it going to happen this solar cycle? It may, because a lot of scientists think this is a very strong solar cycle. So, and we are in an increasing time. So we have about 2 years or so until we hit the maximum. So it really is important that we ourselves, the class, and really governments, and especially on Earth Day, let's say if we care about the Earth, let's also care about the infrastructure that we built on the Earth. And otherwise, if we're not prepared, we will be living back in the cave days. And in fact, we probably won't be living because we depend on electricity for pretty much everything we do. From, you know, everything we do depends on electricity. And I'm, you know, whether it's pumping gas from the gas station, refining gas, you know, your car, even if it uses gasoline, isn't going to last very long. The gas stations can't operate. Not to mention cooking food, you know, so it goes on and on. So there's things we can do to prepare for it. We've talked about it. But I mentioned, because last week there was a huge one. It just went the wrong direction, or let's say maybe the right direction. So we need to be prepared.
You know, Bert, when was the last time you saw someone use a paper map? You know, one of those fold-out maps. Gas stations used to give map. You know, if you bought some gas, you'd say, yeah, I'll have a map. They'd give you a map for free. People don't use maps anymore. I mean, I have maps for several states in the door pocket of our vehicles because, well, I don't have a phone.
So, you know, I do use one from time to time. The auto club here gives them out for free to members.
Mm-hmm.
And they are useful when you just want to lay down in front of you if you're going, you know, somewhere traveling, just to kind of scope out. I mean, you don't have to necessarily use it for this precise navigation because you can use your iPhone or your car for that. But just to kind of get a lay of the land, I still use one.
Yeah,
I get them
well,
from,
it gives you the big picture.
AAA. Yeah.
It gives you the big picture. Yeah.
Yes.
And actually, you don't need to have an iPhone to navigate. You know, in World War II, our GIs, if you watch Combat, you know, that 1960s series of a squad fighting their way, an infantry squad, a reconnaissance squad fighting their way through France, they pull out a map. Nobody had an iPhone. Nobody had navigation in their Willys Jeeps. Nope. They used maps, and that's what I do. That's what I do. Bert, we're going into a break. In class, if you're wondering where Greg Lesher is, well, Greg has been traveling to an island where he is setting up a solar still, a big one. And so he's on a mission. He's doing it. He'll call in and let us know what's happening.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just can't help this, so I'm going to quote somebody. And it really bothers me. It really bothers me that people in the White House are saying things that they, our White House is replete with people who use profanity and sacrilege. Starting at the top, the guy in the big chair. They are sending a message that it's okay to do that. Here's a quote from the plagiarist. This makes my blood boil. Now, pardon me for saying this, but it needs to be said. Christ, they're going after Mickey Mouse. Quote, Christ, they're going after Mickey Mouse, end quote. That's the plagiarist who said that. Jumpin' Joe. The plagiarist, the big chair, the disgusting ball of protoplasm. He said that. Since when is it okay? Since when is it okay for people who we used to hold their office in high esteem? Since when is it okay for them to descend into profanity? Since when? You know, you haven't read a quote from the Queen using profanity, or Kate, or William. You haven't read that. You haven't seen that. It doesn't happen. they hold their speech and writings to a higher standard, but not us. Not us. We have a despicable cast of characters who are running roughshod over us. Let me say it one more time. This makes my blood boil. Quote, Christ, they're going after Mickey Mouse, end quote. And what he's talking about is that Republicans have voted to remove a special privilege for Disney in Florida, where Disney can operate almost as its own municipality. Disney has had special protection from the state of Florida, and it's been voted to remove that. And I think it's wonderful. Nobody should get special privileges. Not for their companies. Not Elon Musk. Not Jeff Bezos. Not Bill Gates. Not for Mark Zuckerberg. Not for anybody or their companies. Nobody gets special privileges. And thank you so much, Florida, for pulling the plug on Disney's special privilege status to operate as their own municipality. You just try that, class. You just say, you know what? I think I'm going to become sovereign. My property is going to be a municipality, and I'll take care of the taxation for my municipality. Just try to pull that off and see if you can do it. You won't be able to do it. Bert, does that make your blood boil as it does mine, or am I alone here?
Again, I'm not here to talk politics, and we try to stray away from it on our classes, but I wholeheartedly believe that corporations and companies should stay out of politics. I mean, and from so many perspectives, I mean, it doesn't really serve any good. And, you know, corporations should primarily be looking out to its shareholders and then secondly to the community. And it doesn't do any good for corporations to really step into something like this. I think they should just worry about, you know, improving their parks and I mean, it brings up the whole thing of what's been going on with media companies. You know, there's been a lot of news the last week, and you've probably heard what happened with Netflix. And, in fact, it's headquartered in my town, but, CNN Plus, I don't know if you want to talk about that. Didn't do very well, Vince.
Yeah, it blew up within 3 weeks. And Netflix, you used to have an office, and Netflix decided they wanted your spot, and your landlord kicked you out in favor of Netflix. That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yep. All right. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
NASCAR racing this weekend will be at the very fast track in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Former United Kingdom Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax last night addresses President Biden's leadership.
The man clearly is not up to the job. He's an embarrassment, not just to America, but to the whole of the free world. The truth of it is, a real leader would have gone not just to Brussels, to NATO on the first week of this war. He would have gone, or she would have gone, to Ukraine. And the really brave leader, would have gone to Moscow. Would have gone to Moscow and wow. Said, we as America want to negotiate a peace. Truth of it is, this man is not up to it. And that's one of the reasons why the Western world is in the peril it's in right now. It began last August with the unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan without reference to any allies. And I've got to tell you, honestly, if my friend Donald Trump was still in the White House, none of this, and I mean none of this, would have happened.
The ranking Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, is asking why the wife of a former Moscow mayor is not being sanctioned amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. Elena Buterina, a Russian billionaire who paid Hunter Biden over $3 million in 2014, is somehow missing from the Biden administration's list of sanctioned Russians. A tweet from Representative Comer to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asks, do Hunter Biden's foreign benefactors get a free pass from scrutiny? End quote. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, just real quick, as we were on break there, I was listening to the newscast, and I was walking to the coffee room to fill up my cup of Morning Joe, and they said CNN Plus has just become CNN Minus. And it occurred to me that we here on USA Prepares, we should do the numbers, but I'm sure it's double-digit, times X of our class versus the subscribers that CNN Plus received. In fact, I've also heard that at least half of their subscribers were people they gave free subscriptions to, that, friends and family of people who work for CNN. So So probably no surprise if, like a lot of people have said, if nobody is watching or listening to CNN when it's for free, who on earth thought that a paid service for more of the same, you know, going more in depth and telling stories or whatever those guys were doing, how on earth did they think that was going to be a success? And they put all those hundreds of millions of dollars investment into it. You scratch your head on you know, what they were thinking in the people who managed and planned CNN Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bert, there's this little verbiage that's traveling the internet, and it's kind of humorous. It's not quite accurate, but I'll modify it to be more accurate. It's about 70 years ago, the owner's manual of vehicles would tell you how to adjust the valves, you know, to have your engine operate at peak performance. Now, the owner's manual tells you not to ingest the battery electrolyte. That's how far we've fallen. Can you imagine? Now, I know that when I was, my first vehicle was a 1954 Willys Jeep. And I was able to save up for it by cutting lawns. And it was $675, and it had flat tappet valve system, also called mechanical valve lifters, also called solid valve lifters, also called solid cam followers, and you adjusted them, and you did that, you know, like every 10,000 miles. That's something you did. You don't do it anymore because they're hydraulic valve lifters. But the manual would tell you what the valve lash or clearance would be or what size feeler gauge you would use. Now you get cautioned not to drink the battery acid. That's how far we've fallen. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, here's something listeners in class and even some of our fellow instructors have asked about, so let me try and answer it as best I can. Question is, can you use a cell phone without a SIM card? And I'm going to speak more from experience with iPhone, because that's what I've used, but I think it generally would probably pertain to other phones as well. So the answer is, if you don't have the SIM card, you don't have registration to a cell phone network per se, but your phone is still going to operate. It's still going to operate using a lot of the texting ability things that you can do over the Wi-Fi network. In fact, even when you have a regular phone, sometimes it's calling over Wi-Fi. But the other thing you can do is you can get a second phone number for that spare phone that does not have a SIM card in it. And there's applications. You can find them on the internet. There's Phoner, there's Text Free, and they will give you a phone number, and then you can use that phone number to call over, you know, it's called VoIP, voice over IP, it's phone over the internet, so you can actually make your phone into a working phone without a SIM card, without paying anybody for anything. Now, there are some cases where the phone may have to be sort of brought up to life originally with a SIM card in it, but for most people, where, you know, and I know I just upgraded my iPhone and I still have my older one, it will work. You can text, you can go online, you can you know, do almost everything except have it work over your cell phone network. But as I said, there are even apps you can get install in that phone, so you can even get a phone number for it, and it's in pretty much all ways acting as a cell phone. So to answer questions we've had from a bunch of people over the past couple of weeks, yes, you can do it. Now, I know one person specifically wanted to know a question about BlackBerry, and I got to say, I don't have a lot of experience with BlackBerry, but I'm guessing it's probably the same situation, that it will work over Wi-Fi. and you can use it. You don't have to get rid of that phone. Just use it as a spare phone for a family member, or, you know, keep it somewhere and keep it charged, and it will operate.
So here's a question, Bert. If you're going to use a cell phone without a cell phone plan, that's one of the things we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Cell phone without a cell phone plan, the monthly recurring fee or the prepaid or postpaid. Okay. Do you have to pay for a phone number, or are these free applications?
They're free, and some of them will push advertising. You know, you figure nothing's free, right? I mean, that's probably the first thing that we teach class is nothing. There is no free lunch, right? Isn't that rule number one or rule number zero? No free lunch.
Yeah.
But, yes, in terms of you don't have to shell out any money, they are free, and you can get a phone number, and that phone number will operate, and you can use it. And in fact, I've used text-free even in a phone where I had a phone number, and what you can do is you can call or text out on it. And now the way that company works is if you watch a bunch of their ads, they give you credits, and then you can, you know, the texting's always free, but the phone calls, you build up credits to how many minutes that you can talk on the phone. But in my case, when I was using it, even when I had a phone number, it was sort of like a phone inside a phone, because you'd have, you know, a second phone number, and if you wanted to be anonymous or not give that phone number out to people for whatever reason, you could use it as a second phone number coming out of your phone, and it works great, and that's known as text-free, but there's other applications that do pretty much the same thing.
Okay, and do you have some of the names of these free apps? I know you mentioned a couple.
You can look them up. I believe another one is called Phoner, Phoner, and there's a bunch more. You can just look at, you know, hate to use the word Google, but you can Google it on the internet and find out about it, and that's something you can do. So just throwing that out there, because we've had a more than one people write in and ask us about that.
That's great. What else do you have?
Well, you know, 5G is still rolling out, and I'd say it's probably our most talked about topic, because people constantly are throwing out questions about why do we have 5G? Is there, you know, there's been some crazy assertions that the 5G signal encourages coronavirus, and I can say to the class, there's nothing I know of that directly links 5G radiation to anything to do specifically with coronavirus. But that said, you don't want to be, you know, we can't have said this more often, you don't want to subject yourself to more radiation than you have to. And the thing about 5G is not really the new frequencies they're using, and they are using some new frequency bands. The thing about 5G is the fact that they're making the base stations tinier and tinier and putting more and more of them. And so it's making it prolific in terms of how much energy you're going to be exposed to, simply because every building is going to have a 5G microtransmitter. So you're going to be subjected to the radiation everywhere. And I don't know what we can do to slow that down. But the most important thing, though, and this doesn't matter if it's 3G, 4G, 5G, is do not hold your cell phone up to your head when you talk. Use Bluetooth, use an earpiece, and people say, well, hey, Bert, you know, an earpiece, you're putting something that's also using RF right into your ear. Well, you are, but there's a huge difference in terms of power level. And remember, power levels are logarithmic. There's a huge difference in power levels in just the way RF works in nature, how it works in the planet. You can have 100 dB variation from being exposed to the strongest signal to the absolute weakest background noise. And by 100 dB, each 10 dB is 10 times. So you can figure out how enormous a number that is. So the point being, a Bluetooth headset is maybe 1 milliwatt transmitting into your brain, versus a cell phone holding up to your head can be as high as maximum power is 600 milliwatts. So that's a 600 times potential difference in radiation. So does it mean you're going to automatically get brain cancer from using a cell phone? No, but your chances have gone up. It's all about probabilistic statistics, and what your chances are, and do you really want to increase your chance to have health effects if you don't have to? And you don't have to. So use Bluetooth, use hands-free when you're in your car, put the phone down on a seat and just talk to the car, and that makes a huge difference in the amount of radiation. But in terms of 5G rolling out, it's really the fact that it's going to be everywhere more than any new frequency bands that they're adding. And they are adding some new frequency bands in the so-called millimeter wave. And by the way, 6G, which is on the horizon, is finally going to delve into that area between micro and millimeter wave and visible light. And that's an area that really we haven't done much in terms of technology over the past 100 years or so, but it's sort of the new frontier. And it operates a little bit like radio waves and a little bit like light wave and a little bit like neither. So they're going to, for the first time, be delving into those frequencies, not so much to go to your phone, but to connect the cell phone transmitters, transceivers to each other. So in other words, for the network connectivity, they're going to be using those frequencies. So something to keep an eye on. And yes, we are having meetings and technical forums and discussions on what the new 6G standards will be. So that's on the horizon.
Fred, I've got a couple quick questions.
Yeah.
So first question is, you're talking about using a cell phone in your car. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the bottom of cars is metal. So you got a metal pan on the bottom, the floorboards, floor pan.
Yeah, and if it's electrical.
Sides are metal, the front's metal, back's metal, and the top's metal. And you get some windows alongside. It sounds like a microwave oven to me with windows. Now, if you've got a cell phone in there, aren't you bouncing those microwaves around that vehicle just as a microwave oven would trap and capture the microwaves so that they enter the food where you are the food in the vehicle?
Well, let's answer that when we come back from break, and we'll bring up what we did live on the air experiment a couple of weeks ago is tangential to your question.
Okay. All right, Bert's with us. We'll be right back. This is Bert's first time. 2 hours. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so the first question I had, Bert, was the vehicle that you're in.
Yeah.
The bottom's metal, top's metal, front, back,
sure.
Sides, all metal except for windows.
Yeah, so you would think it would be shielded and your cell phone wouldn't operate. And, in fact, early in the development of cell phone, they had experimented with having your cell phone coupled to sort of like, you know, an old-fashioned cell phone that used to be in your trunk. And, you know, you'd have your control thing in the under the dashboard and the transceiver would be in the trunk. And they experimented with, okay, we'll just pick up the signal from your cell phone and then relay it. But they realized they didn't need to do that because it works just fine. So that brings up the experiment, Vince, we did a couple of weeks ago live on the air in class on USA Prepares, and we were having a similar discussion. And you said, Bert, you know, how do you shield something? And I go, oh, you just put it in a microwave oven. And you said, Bert, that's not going to work. And I go, Vince, now let's stay in our lane here. I'm the RF expert. I've been working in radio waves my entire life. Nothing's going to get through a microwave oven the way it's shielded. And you said, Bert, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I think your cell phone's going to work. And I go, Vince, of course it's not going to work. Look, the level of shielding. And so live on the air, you said you were going to call me, and I picked up my cell phone. I walked over to the kitchen here at our office, put my cell phone inside the microwave oven, closed the door. I did not push start because that would have been the end of my microwave oven. I mean, the end of my cell phone, probably both. And sure enough, you dialed my number, and it rang. So I had, do we say, I ate crow, or did I have egg on my face, or ate crow with egg, and the phone worked. And the fact is it probably was transmitting at a higher power level in order to get in and out, but even that level of micro shielding on the microwave oven did not keep the signal out. And so obviously that shielding is way more fine mesh than anything you're going to have in a car where you have your open windows. And it can also reflect off the roof and off the bottom and off the metal. So the answer, Vince, is even with some egg still on my face, is that the cell phone works just fine inside a car. You do have a power loop, so there's a control power system. So if it's a little harder to get to the cell tower, the phone will transmit with a higher power level, and so will the cell tower. So the power levels may go up a little bit in order because overcome the attenuation of going through the car, but it's going to work just fine, especially since we're talking about wavelengths that are, you know, centimeters in size, and the opening in a car window is feet in size. So the answer is, of course, the cell phone works just fine inside the car.
Okay, but my question was, is your car a microwave oven, and are you being cooked, meaning the top is metal, the bottom is metal? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I get it. And so here's the interesting answer is not really, because even when you're inside your office, there's signals bouncing all around. But what is a little bit in the direction of what you're, the point you're trying to make, is that because it's having a hard time getting in and out of your car, the power level of your phone is going to go up. In other words, the cell tower is going to say, hey, I'm picking up a weak signal, give me 2 dB more, and it's going to tell your phone to transmit higher. So generally, your cell phone will operate at a higher power level inside your car than it will, say, if you're walking down the street. So that's another reason to keep it away from your head, put it on a seat where nobody's sitting, and keep it away from you, even more so if you're in your car than if, you know, you're just walking around
outside. Here's the next quick question. So we determined that 5G is going to be roughly 170 feet spacing light pole to light pole to light pole in cities. Now, how is that going to work, 5G out in the middle of nowhere where I live, where the nearest tower is 2 miles away? Is 5G going to work, or are they just going to have to stick with having 4G for us out in the middle of nowhere, for those who choose to have cell phones out here?
Well, they're going to have 5G everywhere. The question is it cost-effective to put it on every light pole in your neck of the woods? And it probably is not. So you may still be, in a way, it's maybe lucky for you. You may still be talking to the cell tower. But in cities and other communities, not only is it going to be on every light pole, it may be like right over the entry door of every office building. And eventually, they want to put it in homes. In fact, there's already some of the major carriers, operators, are slowing fiber rollout to put 5G going to phones for your internet to your home.
Bert, our farm has 1 mile of road frontage. It's on a dirt road. I just did a quick calculation at 170-foot spacing. They'd have to put 31 towers along our fence in order to provide 5G for anybody going down this dirt road. 31 of them, just along our front property line.
Yeah, so it doesn't pencil out for your farm.
Yeah, I might hit him with the tractor anyway. It'd be terrible.
Hey, Vince,
5G
is
unwelcome.
I enjoyed the 2 hours.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You want to try it again?
Sure.
Hey, Bert, thanks for being my friend. Really. Can I borrow $1,000?
Back at you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.